Hello everyone, and thank you for inviting me to your community centre today. My name is David, and I'm an IT professional with over a decade of experience. When I first started out in the industry, I spent my days setting up firewalls and protecting large corporations from sophisticated cyber attacks. It was fast-paced, but these days my focus has shifted. Now I spend most of my time helping small businesses secure their networks and train their staff. However, the internet security advice I'm going to share with you today applies to absolutely everyone, whether you're running a company or just browsing at home. People often ask me what they should be most worried about when they go online. You might assume it's outdated software on your laptop, or perhaps you're terrified of highly sophisticated viruses that hackers invent. In reality, however, human error remains the leading cause of security breaches. We are our own worst enemies. Clicking on the wrong link or reusing a terrible password causes far more chaos than any master hacker ever could. Speaking of which, let's talk about passwords. The most predictable thing people do is use personal information because it's easy to recall. For years, I was under the impression that a birth year was the most common choice for a weak password. But recent statistics actually show that a pet's name is the most frequently guessed password worldwide. Hackers can easily find that out just by looking at your social media profiles.
So, how do we fix this? A lot of people try to be clever by just adding a special character, like an exclamation mark or a sequence of numbers to a standard dictionary word. Unfortunately, computers can crack that in seconds. Instead, I strongly recommend creating a random phrase. Stringing together three or four unrelated words is much harder for a computer program to crack, but surprisingly much easier for you to remember.
Now, I can see some of you looking worried about how you're supposed to remember all these complex new passwords. Whatever you do, don't write them on sticky notes attached to your monitor, and even keeping them in a physical notebook can be risky if it gets lost or stolen. The absolute safest method is storing everything inside a digital vault. This is a piece of software that encrypts and locks all your credentials behind one single master key.
But in this day and age, a password alone isn't quite enough anymore. You really need to set up two-factor authentication. This means proving who you are in two different ways. Often, websites will send a text message with a code to your mobile phone. That's certainly better than nothing, but frankly, using your fingerprint provides a significantly higher level of security, as it cannot be intercepted by cybercriminals.
Let's move on to phishing scams. These are the tricks criminals use to steal your data via email. We've all seen the ones pretending to be from a well-known bank, claiming your account has been frozen. Recently, though, scammers have shifted their tactics because people have wised up to the banking trick. Nowadays, claiming to be a delivery service has become their most successful trick, especially with so many of us shopping online. So, how can you spot these fake emails? Well, people usually look at the company logo to see if it looks right, or they scan the text for poor spelling and grammar. But scammers are getting incredibly good at copying designs. However, checking the sender's address is the only foolproof way to know if an email is genuine. If the email claims to be from a major retailer, but the address ends in a random string of letters, hit delete immediately.
Another crucial step in your online defense is keeping your actual computer secure. I've noticed many users rely entirely on running antivirus scans or doing manual checks for software patches every few months. Actually, enabling automatic updates is the single most effective way to ensure your system is patched against new threats the moment they are discovered. It takes the hassle completely out of your hands.
I know this is an awful lot of information to take in all at once. Initially, I was going to give you a website link to read more about this at your leisure, or perhaps suggest a good video tutorial, but I figured you'd prefer something tangible that you don't have to go online to find. So I've printed out a summary sheet for you to take home today. It covers all the main points we've discussed. I'll leave a pile of them by the door.